Chapter 4 By the Light of the Moon Dancer. The sight of the grand room of the library always made Twilight's heart skip a beat. As they entered through the golden doors, Twilight stopped for a brief moment and inhaled deeply. "Best smell ever," she whispered excitedly. She reminded herself that she was not here to explore and read. Today's visit was for a very specific purpose. Twilight and Spike made their way inside. In addition to the lovely scent of books, there were marble pillars that reached high to the second floor of the stacks. In the center, there was a gigantic round table perfect for literary discussions or academic debates. Or if ponies felt like studying on their own, they could sit at one of the tables on the perimeter. Each came equipped with a reading lamp and a comfortable chair. Which was exactly where Moondancer, Twilight's old friend and fellow bookworm, was seated at this very moment. The yellow unicorn wore her pink and purple mane up in a set of baubles so it didn't obstruct her view of the books. Her thick-framed glasses sat atop her muzzle, and she wore her signature cozy, slouchy sweater. "Hey!" Spike pointed, drawing Twilight's attention to where the unicorn was already 10 books deep into a serious study session.
"There's Moondancer! We can just ask her! She knows every book in this place, right?"
"If any pony does, it's her," Twilight agreed with a nod.
"I should have guessed she'd be here."
The two old friends had recently reconnected and bonded over their mutual love of books and magic. Moondancer was just as in love with learning as Twilight Sparkle was.
"Oh, hello, Twilight, Spike," Moondancer nodded to them without even looking up from her book. "It's good to see you both again. What brings you two to Canterlot?"
"Nothing good, I'm afraid."
Twilight used magic to place her book gently on top of Moondancer's current selection.
"We were hoping you could help us find another copy of this."
The golden embossment on the cover shimmered in the light of the reading lamp.
"Can it be?"
Moondancer cooed, covering her mouth with her hoof. "I've never seen a copy of Primrose's Protections and Prophecies in real life." She touched the cover reverently.
"I thought they'd all been ruined during Discord's rule."
He did not like that one prophecy.
"But I digress."
She looked up at Twilight, eyes sparkling through her glasses.
"How did you find one in perfect condition?"
"Actually," Twilight bit her lip, "it's not in perfect condition anymore."
She flipped to the bookmarked page with the incomplete instructions for the Shield of Wisdom. Somehow, the ink blot looked even larger than before.
"A stain? This is the tragedy of all tragedies!"
Moondancer cried out, garnering annoyed looks from the rest of the ponies in the library. She held up the book and brought her muzzle close to the page. She repeated the gesture 3 times.
"I wonder," she whispered.
Moondancer closed her eyes and focused her magic, conjuring up a glowing stream of silver energy. The quick zap from her horn caused the ink to rise up. Twilight, Moondancer, and Spike all held their breaths as the black glob hovered above the page for a second, then fell unceremoniously back down again, obscuring the spell even more than it had before. Moondancer blushed.
"Well, I thought the eradication equation was worth a try, at least."
"Thanks," Twilight replied with a defeated sigh. "But I know it needs something stronger. We need to perform the Shield of Wisdom before the autumnal equinox,
or what?"
Moondancer stood up. She began to gather her books into her saddlebag. Twilight gestured at the multitude of titles surrounding the ponies at this very moment. Novels and memoirs, spell books and stories. They were all precious parts of the pony past and needed protection. Twilight whispered into Moondancer's ear,
"Or all of this, the knowledge in Equestria, might be at risk of being lost."
Suddenly, it dawned on Moondancer.
She'd only ever read about the magical affliction once before, but the look of the strange stain on Primrose's book suggested it. Do you really mean to suggest that the ink blot is...
ignorance?
Twilight breathed, eyes practically bulging out of her head. The magical affliction that affects books and effectively erases knowledge by darkening their pages. I can't believe I didn't put it together before you opened the book. I've never actually seen it before, but I've read about it. A mysterious inkblot with a rainbow sheen. If we're not careful, it could spread.
Like that?
Spike pointed his claw at Moondancer's saddlebag. The book she'd been reading before, A Practical Guide to Hoofball, now had a darkening splotch on the cover as well.
Oh, no!
Twilight cried out.
It's already too late!
Suddenly, it dawned on her. The timing of the appearance of the affliction was too coincidental.
You don't suppose I was the one who started the ignorance, do you?
Well, did you perform a partial spell? Moondancer asked in concern. We are awfully close to the autumnal equinox to leave any words of a powerful spell lingering in the air.
Oh, dear.
Twilight shook her head and tried to suppress the sick feeling in the pit of her stomach.
When I realized that I couldn't perform the Shield of Wisdom until the equinox itself, I did stop mid-spell, and that's when the ink blot appeared, so I must have accidentally let it into Equestria.
Twilight let out a horrified shriek. The other studious ponies in the room were now rapt with attention, staring at Twilight, Moondancer, and Spike. It was so quiet, a pony could hear a piece of hay drop. The trio suddenly became aware of the onlookers, and Moondancer pulled them outside into the bright sun. Normally, I wouldn't halt my studies for anything, Moondancer admitted, adjusting her glasses. But this I can't ignore. Come on! It appeared that Moondancer had a plan.